saw now in the sugya of Schito on Paris. Two blocks in Paris Chavis. The sugya of Ikra has 3 points. It starts off with a different diagram of things through Schito's Paris too. We have a mission that comes from Gimel and Beis being done by Chalikis, Abhudo, and the Chachomim. About what happens when you have a mashka that comes out by itself. Mashka is over my atzmoy. The Chomim says any mashka that comes out by itself is ulcer. If you just said it depends why you brought them, why you had them for. If it's for La'ichlin, then it'll be Mutter, Mashkin Zavu, Mashkin, Enkin, Bunim for Mashkin. The Gemara Dafka from him, and Allah says this Indian of doing Shechita, the only time it's Deraisa is by Zaysim Anovim. What comes out from the Sugya Bekitza, the three different daggers negate to Paris, the Gemara goes on saying that the Chomim are Maskin to Rebbe Yehuda by Shah Paris and Smutter. After the Sheni of Yehuda is masking to the Chomim by Zaysim Vanovim, it's Osir. The Omach Lekis Gemara says is by two severe Reminim. What comes after the Maskono is that when you have Zaysim and Anovim, that case is a case of a Daraiso. Therefore, when it's Mimachnis, and you put them in, whether it's a case of La'ichlin or the Mashkin, Mashkin's Zav La'atma is also according to everybody. A case of two severe Reminim, that would do Schita, the case of Vikid Rabbonon. Therefore, when you bring it in, if it's a case of Bunim for the Shtiyah, there, when it comes out of Mashka, it's Nichlei, then according to Yehuda, will be after it, and that's why Paschal is Yehuda, like they were up to doing after Shchita, Mashenkin, and put it in for Achilo, then we won't ask the Mashka Shazavu. The third level is by Shar Peris, the Gemara of Cholapox, and the Havmina is you can take Shar Peris and squeeze it out. The Gemara says you cannot do that to remind him. The Gemara brings down that Rav Nachman says the Loch is like base Menashe. The question is what exactly comes after Maskono? There is Rav Nachman and Rav Papa. The way how Rashi and Tristan stands Rav Nachman is Maskono, even Sharpet cannot do a Maisas Chito, only in the Maskon. You want to take the pre and squeeze it out, sweeten the pre. If you not want the juice, then it's going to be a case of Mutter. Otherwise, you have a Bayam and Tadasug of Akshere. Atal Hasheni, there's a Papa wants to answer the Vaisa by McBoy's different, and those who want to answer Papa argues on Rav Nachman. On the Vaisa, we have three different levels of Paris. We have, again, we have the Vaisa, we have that's called Zayt Manovim, then the case of Rabbonim, and then we have the case of Shah Paris, which will be the case of Mutter. Now, that's one Sugi we have. A second Sugi that comes out of here, the Kofim Dalvim Beis, the Gemara of Exan of Hudah Mashmuel says, Seichet Adam Eshkol Shanovim, a person could crush a cluster of grapes, the Turk Kedero, but not the Turk Oro. Inside the Kedero, the reason is because it's food, and therefore a mashko, a bolo oichel ka oichel, therefore a liquid goes that's coming out from this thing of oichel is going into oichel as get of oichel. For example, everyone understands that we have a cucumber to cut in half, there's no Islam lock over here. It's a food that's cutting in half. Same idea, this mashka is coming out from inside this oichel, is going inside a plate that has food inside, has the getter of going from oichel to oichel. And therefore, the Gemara's case, even by Eshkol Shalnovim, a case of a deraiso, that means you want to take your lemon or your grapes and squeeze it inside food, mashka bala oichel is getter of oichel. Mashka, anything the Gemara says, goes inside a ka'ara, a case that is empty, and goes it comes to be a liquid. Hagam Rashi points out, even later on, you want to take the liquid and put it inside your food, that lemais is ulcer. That's the second sugyo. A third sugya on Dafka from Haman Aleph is sugya of someone who has a case of kvashim and shlokas, something that you either pickled or boiled. Over there, the Gemara brings down a machlokas of Yechon, Rav and Shmuel. What the loch is the gate to gufod and to memeimam means whether you're squeezing out because you want the water, or whether you're squeezing out because you did not want the water, you just want to do it inside the guf. The Tesis brings down a machlokas had a paskins, brings down the Beit Chananel, that he wants a paskin that the loch is when you want it for the juice itself. Whether it's a case of kvashim or shlokas, the lochas can be echazeh or echazeh, the lochas mean isidereiso. Taish himself wants the paskim mean isidereabon. But that means, we have three separate sugars we have discussed. The gate is chidus peris, that means you have the sugar, the dagger, the peris. That's really sefal for that simon over here. We have the sugar, mashko bala oichel, as gedev on oichel, that's really sefdal in that sugar in the simon shinchof. And we have the sugar of kvashim or shlokas, that's going to be sefches. That's really three sugars, three different sefim over here. Now, I heard from different people, they're not exactly sure how far they finished in the Gemara. It's too black, the Arushanim over here. And also, this Tang Shulchan Aruch, it's a lot to go through. So, I'd like to start with a side point. And more on next Chabura, focus on more than what it says on the page of Shulchan Aruch over here. Now, this side point, for Ikki, we saw already this man twice. The Sug of Chaylev, the Sug of nursing or expressing milk. Or the Gemara has a case where when you have a case of eshkol of a love, you want to squeeze it outside of kedayr ka'ara. The Gemara says, but take after that, someone wants a chayl of adam a, someone wants to milk a goat. The lach is inside a ka'ara of imutter, mash enki, not inside a kedayr of imutter, not inside a ka'ara. That means the Gemara says, be'etzem, the idea of expressing or milking a goat, ya'ivin isser. Now, what is the isser of milking a goat, or more practically, milking a cow? What's the isser? So the Gemara, that's how the cave brings down, the Gemara says, Achoylev, the Gemara brings up, Lozi, Chayv, Alt, Mepharik. Mepharik, like Schita is over here, says the Gemara is Alt, Mepharik. You're either Issa, Mitzad, Sugya, Mepharik. What is the Malach we're discussing over Mitzad, Sugya, Mepharik? What's the state of the Issa? That means, even though we have the Issa of Chaylev that's Osir, and we have a term by it, number one, we have a Heter, the Gemara says, you can milk a goat inside a pot that's food inside. Why a Mashka, a Bala, Eichel, Kaichel? But I do already also learn this man, a Gemara in Ksubis, and that's Sam. The Gemara says someone who's Gunair has heart problems, and the only way to heal himself is to go nurse straight from the udders of a cow. The Gemara says, the reason why it's mutter, it's mefarik, however it's kalachiyah, the mokum tzal lo gozru. That means it is a malachim mefarik, but mokum tzal lo gozru. That means the vada, the idea of milking a cow, you're either it's a mefarik. And we have kolom, if it's inside food, we mutter, or mokum tzal lo gozru, one's kalachiyah. But what is the isim of mefarik per se? In fact, if you look around the Rishonim, there seem to be six different options. What the malach, what is our sugya? What is isim and shidchof? What are we discussing over here? So to focus on the mefarik al chaylev, al again milking something, so Rashi by us by schita and by sugya of chaylev and outside the cave brings down mefarik to the total of dosh. Rashi writes that 5 times. The Ritva makes sure he knows that, he writes it 10 times. And it's the Rambam and the Rif and the Zerosh and Berach 28 of the Rishonim went mefarik to the total of the dosh. That means what malach we're discussing over here, discussing the sugya mitzad, the getter of dosh. Why is it dosh? The idea of dosh is when you have a wheat, you have kernels over here, and you step them, and you thresh upon them, you separate the chaff from the kernels. That's you doing, disconnecting one from another. So the same idea, when you're chaylev, when you're milking a cow, you're disconnecting the milk from the udders. The same idea as dosh, same concept. That's why it should be the nichol getter of dosh. The problem is, there's a Gemara in Tzadikei, the Gemara says, that when a person, in the Mishkan, they went to be tzad chalazon, and they're petzeya. They captured the chalazon, and they're petzeya, they get a bap, and said to get off the dam. What is the issa over there? The Gemara brings down, the Chum says, you're over the issa of tzeda. Says of Yehuda, not only over the issa of tzeda, you're also over the issa of dosh. When you give the bap of the head, blood comes out, you're over the issa of dosh. Blood. Now, what blood, blue, indigo, they say, whatever exactly what's coming out of here, that's what the over the isser of dosh. Says the Gemara, why the Chum disagree? Why is it not dosh? Says the Chum, ein disha ella begdula karko. And this chalazon, fish or snail or whatever you want to call it, is not nichol get of gula karko. And therefore, there's no isser of dosh, only mitzal the sugya of tzeda. And if Yehuda disagrees, come on, Taisus, and I'm showing them the ears, how can you tell me that mefarik by chaylev is a told of dosh? It's coming from a cow. A cow is not gula karko. The Chomas say, ain't you share element gula karko? And this is not a gate of gula karko. So how in the world can we say, our sugya, the gate of chaylev, the chalapach, is nichol the sugya of dosh, ain't you share element gula karko? So Taisus and that Ayin Gimel, when he brings this down, he wants time to maybe Rashi Paskins. The loch is like the Yehuda. Yesh Tisha, if I think it's not gula karko. Like a Yehuda, a Chiddush. A second thing they want to say, Pshat of the Rambam. The Rambam says the behemoth is gedula karko. Why behemoth? Where's the nourishment coming from gedula karko? Mash engin chalozon is not coming from gedula karko. Therefore, behemoth has to get a gedula karko. That's what the Mishnah Berurah brings down in Siman Shinhei. The way of the Ben Rambam, he wants to answer that it's true by the Av Eindish El gedula karko mafar to the Toldo. A Toldo will have its different column, and the Ivy case is not gedula karko. My sister, we have one mahalach over here that is the sugya of chaylev is mafar Toldo of dosh. Nichol and we're not going to worry about the sugya of ein dishel gudla karko. Someone disagrees, says only ister rabbanon. The kash question you could ask yourself: what is the av? What is the toldo? Why is dosh the av? Why is mefarik the toldo? What is the difference between the two? Both are disconnecting from its source. Why is milking a cow? Why is it the toldo? So the grads want to explain. We do bekli. That's nichol the get of av. We do be a dying. That's nichol the get of a toldo. But that's really the same concept, same idea over here. But that's one option. A second option we're discussing by Chaylev. Come along Taisa and says, the issue is memachik. The issue is smoothing out. What are you smoothing out? You're going over there to the dadim, and you're milking it. You're smoothing out the dadim. Therefore, you're over the isra mamachik. That's the isra deraisa mafarik. It's told about mamachik. Once it was somewhere where someone asked Rob, can you blow your nose on Shabbos? Yes, mamachik. Toisus. You're smoothing it out over here. How can you go do that? The mitzvah is your question. The Aruch HaNer does point out, he wants to say, maybe, it says in our sugya, where he points out that the Gemara is discussing with some of his chilev, is a goat, and puts it into a gdeo, or makes a chilev. Why is it not the case of a paro, of a cow? Why is it not a goat? He wants to tie this to the Aruch HaNer, there's a chilev between a goat and a cow. He wants to say maybe a goat is not as shomein, and a cow is more shomein, and therefore, when a goat, maybe it changes the form of the thing itself. Mashenkin, a cow doesn't change the form. I don't think when you blow your nose, it changes the form. I think the nose goes back to where it is. Not over the Isra Machik. Fine. The kasha, the main kasha, the isk upon the Shabbat Tam, the proton toys of the Vine Gimel, is our sugyo. Our sugyo is mechabatin inside a kdeir or inside a koro. That the Gemara says, why? Because a mashka, bala oichel, get up ka oichel. That's a chilik in where? In dosh. There's no sheikh Isra Machik. What was one up to the other? In fact, the Re and Taisus, or Taisus and Rosh, I was thinking as a raya against your side, you're even Issa Mitzama Machik. Void the second question they ask. The Ilman Taisus, Dr. Femdalva and Bayes, one thing is the Mamakoimus. Taisus discusses, the Bayan Tam himself says, what is the Issa over here? He discusses, that depends if it's Shabbos or Yontif, it gets involved, depends on the gifts of Taisus, is it over the Issa over here of Dosh, or the Issa of Bayer. They point to Alukora, he's not saying the Issa over here Mitzama Sugim and Machik. How do you answer? So the Orchon there once again tying the both the Emes and Machik and the Chalon Sugya of Bar. Well, the way that Yeshua said, the Nishmas Adam says, Echnam is Beit Amos Chayzer. Our Sugya is a cash against him. He was Chayzer, he writes it twice, he was Chayzer. And therefore, we're not even Issa Machik. That's a second option, the Issa of Chayliv. A third option, the Shami writes, the Issa of Chayliv is even the Issa of Chayzer. Chayzer is when you have a tree, you chop it down, disconnect it from its source. So the milk came from the cow, and disconnecting it from its source. So you're over the Isser of Kaitzer. Rashi's that Tzadikai brings down the you're over the Isser of Kaitzer. Rashi says, V'lohi, not true. It's Lama Chubahu. It's not connected. Elapoki va'okir. The milk inside the cow is gathered together va'okir and it was disconnected already. There's no Sheikhs of Kaitzer. No Sheikhs of Kaitzer. Why? Because Poki va'okir. And that's true. The Ilum should over here ask. Everyone knows Ksuvah Tavavah Ben Aleph. The Gemara discusses over there, Kibol a Sula B'tchil of a Shabbos. Well, the Shachar of Tyre, Loch Lamaisa, Paskin, the Gemara, the end, Avadi, you can. The Mishmur being done in Simon Reish Pei, Machme, Inu, Ilmina, Matmim, Avadi can the first time on Shabbos. They might have the problem with the Sugil Chavolo. What is Issa Chavolo? Again, nothing we learned this man. In Simon Shin Design, we brought down three different options. One, the Rabbah Chavolo is the Issa of Dosh. Issa of Dosh. Says the Gemara, you know why there's no Issa of Chavolo by Baal Basula? Says the Gemara, because Pokiva Okir. There's no Dosh, because Pokiva Okir. It's really disconnected, gathered together. You have to worry about the sugya of Chavol on Shabbos. So let's see. Rashi's saying, you know what? It's not Kaitzer, but it's Dosh. You know why? Because Pokiv Okir. Says Rambam, you know why it's not Dosh? In the Gemara, because Pokiv Okir. Rashi says, it is Dosh because Pokiv Okir. I'm saying it's not Dosh because Pokiv Okir. Kor Rashi is against a Pasha before the sugya. So you back to Sam Sefer, Minchas Chinuch, and others. Kasha the Sugin Ksubis, well, you'll have to learn it over there when you learn the Shivishim Masechtas. So, well, it's a Kasha on the Smalach over here. And what Rashi is saying is for. The other point they point out is again, our Sugin Lechur is against it. Our Gemara is saying, when you want to express from the goat inside a Kederuk or a Gemara's Machalik, there's food inside or not. If it's a Mashka, Valoichel, a Maitzet Smoter. The Sugin of Kaitzer, we don't know any Klal, a Mashka, Valoichel, a Maitzet Smoter. So Lechur again point out the Rashash on the Achoyna point out, Lechur, our Sugin is a Kasha against the Malach of Kaitzer. A fourth halacha they want to say the Issa of Chayvel is, says we evolve, fourth time with Taisi Rosh, Issa of Gezes. Gezes is shearing, against what we learned this man, that you disconnect the hairs from the person's body here, also you're disconnecting the milk from the source of the animal. Gezes, shearing. These are six after among the Rishonim, Shat and the Sugya. What? It wasn't this man, right? Sorry. Year ago. Winter's man a year ago. So fine. So my sphere, come on again, we shine him. Taisi Rosh is a kasha. Again, I was to get a raya against it. Our Gemara says, a chilp to be in a kdeir okara, a maskabal oichel ka oichel. And again, in fact, we shine him against the revolt. Hanuk says, even this of Gezes. A fifth option says, even the Issa of Peichen, grinding. Just like we take something and pulverize it and puree it, make it into small pieces. You're also, what are you doing? You're crushing it out. You're crushing from the dadim, taking out the milk. And you're even the Issa of Sugya of Peichen.
Why?
What's chaylev? Gemara says that it's, no. Chaylev Gemara says is mefarik. Gemara says chaylev is mefarik. So they're discussing mefarik. No, they have a kash over here. There could be mefarik for different things. Mefarik could be different lochas. You have a kash ain dishel mudul karkos. So they're coming to answer mefarik maybe over here could be dosh, but the sugya of chaylev cannot be dosh. Yes, could be maybe. We'll end off. Right now we're starting with milk and something. We'll get to Schitas Peres. That means we had a cash over here why they did not want to go with this malach. By Chaylev is a told of Tosh. I won't say that. Because the Gemara says, Ein Dishel Mudul Karko. And the Gemara says, Yechayi for it. So what Malach is discussing. No, I didn't say that. I'm saying where they're discussing it.
Why
would you be pushing? Meaning, what do? You grind something and what?
You're not grinding anymore.
You're pureeing it. You're taking something. You take a melon and you grind up the juice.
It wasn't.
That's what it was. It
taking it out, it becomes a different form. It changes the way it is.
Why can that also be? Why can it?
Why can't it also be?
It's teichen. You're grinding. You're taking what? You're taking this thing. You're squeezing. Grinding. You're pureeing. Again, the cash. The cash is. The cash again is our sugya. They all point out as you get a mechalik and mashke bal oichel. A sixth option, the Rivash says you either issa b'ayra, which kind of that is a shigshayla. Why is it not b'ayra? They'll have to get to sefei. The big tumul via magavram and taz the mishpro. What happens to the sugya b'ayra? The meisa. No one says that. Couldn't find that one. So meisa again, we have six options among the rishayim. What malach we have over here? The ikir malach is dosh. The ikir shayla is what to do with our sugya. Now to really answer our sugya, the rishayim really is one malach, which you already saw in Taisvis. There may be the sugya of a mashka, but the sugya in yontif, not sugya in Shabbos. Which that's what Taisvis wants to taino. We'll see the luck. We did not go the way. The rishayim disagree, and therefore the get a yontif. Maybe now the machik and kritz and glazer toich and bara have a different klal, which then you have to learn the yontif for that. But there is one way to answer our sugya. I kept asking our sugya that on assumption our sugya is sugya in Shabbos. If it's sugya in Yontif, Yesh L'chalik. Fine, but my says, so we have option of chaylev is deraisa, these are the six malachas, but ikru say dosh. And those on Paskin, that chaylev is ister abonin. Ain't yishel b'ma karko. What do abonin says, you're unbound the ritual of a farik. Rechanam, you're not even ister deraisa, shichliran. Or the Taz says, you're even the ister of noilad. Or the Engle Taz won't say, you're even the ister of mishtamish of the behemo. So I say, Echanam, there is no ister deraisa here. There only is ister abonin. So mice again, they get the chaylev milking, bigri paskin deraisa. Those ones say maybe it's in the rabbanon, and the ikki deraisa is the malacha of dosh over here. Now the gate is shchitas peiris, all these six malachas, what are we discussing?
Is there anything in dosh of gula kaka?
So either one say the behemoth is gula kaka we answered, or you want to answer your paskin gula kaka, right? Different ways of answering it. Now, that's the gate to chaylev. The gate is shchitas peiris, again, very clear, we say shchitas peiris is mefarik. What malacha avada could be dosh? The question is also borrow that we have to get to sefei. Is it nichlam mamach ketoichin? Not sure why it should be yeshlodin. Meist neged the kaitzer. The Yishami says not neged the kaitzer because kaitzer is only when it is connected to its source, and therefore he wants to taino when the free is not connected to its source. By milk is connected where it grew in the isha. Masha enkei the free when it ripped off the tree and now you have a free in front of you. It's not kaitzer, says Yishami. Right? So clearly he says yoiv by chel about kaitzer. Masha enkei the free that's disconnected, not yoiv about kaitzer. And the Yivon discussing with the sugya of kaitzer says kaitzer might be by the cow. Why? Because it's balchai. There's no grazes on something that's not balchai. You buy fruit. That means, even though we said six malachas negate to chaylev, two of them certainly do not apply by the case in the in the schita of a fire over here. Now that's negate to cow. It's not too much negate to us unless you live in a kibbutz. And let's try to switch a more practical situation. The question over here is that since we milk cows or goats on Shabbos, which you're not allowed to isteraiso, what about how can you nurse on Shabbos? Hakiner's Lechura again was saying it's Mepharik told the Dosh Lechura dealing with Issa Deraiso. Now those one first point out, even though we have a Sukkin Yavomus Daf Kufi Dal Dom Alal Thigmo over there says Stam Tinnik is Mesukkin Eitz Lacholov, therefore should be Nichol and Sugya of Koach Nefesh. So number one they say that's only until a child is 2 years old, above that it's not that way. So if you nurse past 2 years old, maybe one of the Heter on Shabbos, which there are Metzias is that way. The second thing is they point out. Yes, are I'm telling you this past year, I know. Secondly, is the Maisa, if it's the Tzav Kuach Nefesh, let's say at the end of Shabbos, you know what, you finish Al Shudas, you go to Maariv, your wife has time, now I'm rather nursing kid now, I have time now, I'm waiting for my husband, instead of, you know, worst thing in a half hour. You're not doing the Tzav Kuach Nefesh, you're doing the Mitzav, she has time. Later on, I'd rather do the dishes. Because there won't be any Hesim Mitzav that you go for Kuach Nefesh, doing it because you have time. So the question is there a head for a woman to nurse on Shabbos without the call of Kuach Nefesh? Now, Bik over here.
And even though this could say formula, it might be still Kuach Nefesh.
We'll get to that. Now, you could tell me maybe we're dealing again with the Abana AD Shield with the Karko. We mentioned before, maybe first of all, is that if Yehuda passes in the HD to Bidula Karko, maybe we go like that. And if the Behemoth is Bidula Karko also, the Chor Adam and Nichlan get a Bidula Karko. So the Chor, we're dealing in question with the Isidar Ice over here. Now, to point out the question, there's really two separate questions over here. One means how the mother, one means how the child. That means the gate to the mother, that we learn a Simon Shinchov Ches, we had a discussion. Let's say a person has to have blood be taken out of the body on Shabbos. Can you take an aluka, a leech, and put it on and suck out blood? Well, if one wants a tainus, it's the raisa, and the other wants a chayza, which we're down to different cheetahs. You seem to be chayshus, it's the raisa. Okay, anything that happens automatically that you create is that you yourself are doing it. That means putting a leech on your body, you're even it's the raisa of damo and nefesh, the shamo, or dosh. A child, the moment the child is born, it's automatic nurses. When you latch it on, it's like the leech, like a luka, like a leech. Fine, if so, before you have a question, is the right to mitzvah the mother? Without the child, Shabbat. First, you have one question, mitzvah the mother. She is doing an act of dosh. She doing mamash an act of dosh. Mepharet. Is there a mitzvah the right? A second question, mitzvah the child, we learned, we just had a test, on Simon Shinmem Gimel. Over there, we have the Sugyo Safinon, Apostle Lesachilom. The loka is that a mitzvah, a child that's 1 day old, you cannot make him do an isa the right. The Mishmur brings down, for example, cannot take a coin 1 day old, put him in the forest. Mishmur brings down the Gemara's case, putting a chagav, a grasshopper, in the kid's mouth, or even his hand, automatically goes to his hand. You have Yisra Deraisa. Putting a kid on a light switch, making him go down, it's Deraisa. Something that's miyad, it's a Yisra Safinot. The Chor attaching the child to the mother, it's miyad, it happens, you're putting inside its mouth to nurse. The Chor, you even Yisra Deraisa of Yisra Safinot. So you have two questions over here, one inside the mother, or one inside the child. Go through different Jerusalem, you see that's very Shver the Kasha. Is that first comes our Samarach, he wants Tainim based upon Taisis by Osnaf Kufim Dalid, as long as Taisis will be on the Sugya of Tumo. Taisis is discussing how in the world can a Isha express nurse a child when she is Tame. So that Taisis, the Chilav Pia Tinak, is Eichelhu. It's going from the mother to the child, is Eichel. A Mashkevel Eichel Keichel. The mother is Eichel, going to the child, it's the Eichel. And Eichel Eichel, there's no Isser. It's like going from putting the milk of the goat inside the bowl that has food inside. Same with the over here. It's going for the mother who's Eichel into the child that's Eichel. A mashkabal Eichel, get of an Eichel over here. There should not be any problem. Now, you could ask, obviously, the Gemara and Ksubis, and the Samach says, you have to come on to Kalachiyah, it's Mokhim Tzadla, Gozu. And over there, of course, the same idea is going straight from that cow inside the first Ganech mouth. There, without Kalachiyah, the words of the riff is get of a mashkabal. Maybe mechabzi the gadol lekotun, maybe mechabzi the meister refuah or meister of achilo. He the meister refuah, maybe not nichol the get of achilo shemoy. Meister, we have one. Oh, so come along the hard tree. Right, so come along the hard tree, and he says he doesn't understand the whole idea. That the whole idea of mashkebal oichol is the thing is coming from is something people eat. You don't eat a person. You know, a person we pass this to the right, so it's not oichol to oichol. It's not an oichel to an oichel. And the hard tree quotes the idea that our semeichet is a pella at zumo. What are you talking about? It's my oichel oichel. It's going from oichel to be an oichel. That's not nichel to get of oichel.
Why is that an oichel by the tenor? That's a mashka thing. Every drink we have, because the kid's food.
Okay, yeah. It should be mashka.
Right. Okay. It's not just for the mother, it's for the kid also.
No, so that's going straight into the mouth. That's also interesting in there. That actually is not clear.
Why is that oichel? Why is that a mashka? I think it's like any other. Why is the fact it's going straight that he's drinking? Kid drinking?
No. You can ish as a. Yeah, like you said also. The ish is oit to the Vosner. If you learn Taisha slowly, Taisha is causing the sugya in the gate of Tomo. And the gate of the sugya of Skidus Peris. Yish lechalik harbi between the sugya of the makshir things after the dinner of Tumos Shavuot, they get to the Sugar Schiel's parrot. Mike says, come out, they're squeezing things out over here. And therefore, they don't like this Malach or Samayach. That's how he had to answer this question. The Kiddush Olson. Come on, the Hartzvi himself, when he wants to answer, he has the Kashan or Samayach, he has different Malach. He wants to tell you, what is the Shir? The Shir is Kigregris. They get to the Sugim Lach of Dosh. The mouth that a kid has, Kidei Achilles Pras, is not Kigregris. So you don't have the Shir over here. That says the Hartzvi, the whole reason why it's Chazalus Terufei. Maisi, you're nursing, it disappears, it disappears. Maisi is not Chazalus Terufei. Therefore, one time, the reason why it's Motor, you're missing the Shir over here. First, coming the Shvishu Shabbos, he calls the Hartzvi in Tainan. First of all, the idea of a Shir of Kigregris is only when that's the Shivas over here negate to milking a cow. Negate to the child, the get is a Kamala Pitinik. That's a Shir. The Shir of Allah Dafka. A shir of kigregris, a mouthful of a tinnik, and a mouthful of tinnik, you do get lemaisa, shal does do. And therefore, the one time the shir is much smaller, and therefore they want to argue on the hatsvi, and this is the second malach. A third malach, the biyashi wants to taino, is nichlan together of kalacha yat. Do abonim maisa chazal, we're not grays over here. And they get involved with the question, what is the gedder of shinri? Is shinri but klolius? Milk for klolius made to drink from a cup. Well, proteus, all kids are maisa nurse. So how exactly look at the melacha of shinoi, the concept of the yisoid of shinoi? So the Yashua wants a mechadish, when everyone drinks the world as milk, I as children, that's nothing to get of shinoi. Maisa, all this tainu, fakir. Maisa, this pool over here, and they point out before the Tayshu Shabbos that way, in Simon Shin Choches, that the Mishpur brought down, they want tainu, if this is the derech of it, nothing to get of a deraisa. The fourth malach, the main malach that I want to go, is that there's a heter of derech achilo. I mean, we came across numerous times already, learned Teichin, that the Issa grinding on Shabbos. How can you eat on Shabbos and chew your food? You don't get an active Teichin. Says the Rishonim, why? It's a Maisa Achilo. Barer, Issa Deraisa. You have to put things inside your mouth, you want to take out the bones, you want to take out the pits. They're Achilo, the Maisa Tzmotor. Therefore, says the Chalkas Yaakov, the Shvir Shabbos, the Shlom Zalman, or the Orch Shabbos, he brings down this cash, he wants to say it's partial that way. Others want to go to Smaalef, the Maisa Tzmotor, and Nichle Soit of Derech Achilo. Which then again, you do have to answer Gemara Ksu is that Gneach, he's also drinking it. Meister, why do we have to come on Kla'ach Yad? Of course, we mutter, less than one time, the Meister, if we would not nichel together a Derech Achilo. Another question that we should really ask is, do you have a Het of La'alto by Dosh? Why do we say we have a Het of La'alto by Teichen, who I'm moving down, and by Boyer, the Gemara says? We spoke out then, could just like you have a Het of Derech Achilo in your mouth, you have a Het of La'alto nichel together of Derech Achilo. By Dosh, there is a Rashi that says you do have a Hetel altar. We already learned in Simon Shini test, the Shaitzin says, and in Simon Shinchov, by us we'll see, we do not have a Hetel altar by Dosh. Before, if the Seidel we have been telling Sugir of Derech Achilo, why don't you just have Derech Achilo inside your mouth, because you have Derech Achilo in front of you? Kasha Ora, I'm not clear how to exactly answer this question. Maestro comes out from nursing kids in Shabbos, even the Tirutz and the fact that Achonim are really grappling with this idea over here, numerous Shubas past few hundred years. The mice is not that simple. Avadah Smotor. Don't walk out and saying, I said, I heard people say that, I never said that, Avadah can nurse everything on Shabbos and with Machmet in the Chos of Shaita. That's what I am saying. Avadah, the Sugi is not that simple. It's a good question to ask and analyze so I understand the Sugi Shibai. Avadah, we, and the main head is the Achil and Avadah, we do nurse on Shabbos. What? Yes, we do everything, yes. Now, that's engaged to nursing. Building upon this, two other sugyas that we might say we did learn this man, in Simon Shin Chav Ches and Simon Shin Lamed, is let's say you're not nursing straight into the child's mouth. Isha has expressed milk. The two reasons why Isha has expressed milk, either mitzad the tinnik that cannot nurse, tinnik's in the hospital, she's at home, and she has expressed into a bottle and to go send it to the child to save the child much Shabbos. And the second reason why she has to, a lot of women have too much milk, the kid doesn't want to nurse, and she's a bit tired. And you have a head to express milk mitzvah the sugya of tzar. Two separate questions over here. So first, in the gift of the child, we have the look in Simon Shin Chav Ches and Sifla Medalit. The Mechaber over there says that a person cannot express milk to give it to a child to go drink it. You cannot go do that. It says the Bialocha, if you do that, putting inside a cup of the kid to go drink it, even Issa Deraisa. Which Melocha Deraisa? Dosh. Farik, Chaylev, Dosh. Even Issa Deraisa over here. The Shmavosa wants time of his manazeh. The Kuliyama, when you use the machine, even the Taisha Shabbat agrees, when you use the machine, it's also Nichol and Ister Dereis over here. However, Pasha, let's say the kid needs it, and the doctor said the kid needs it, Avada Subgok Nefesh, Avada, we do that. We express inside a cup and save it for the child. That's Pasha. The question is, what happens sometimes is that the child, yes, the doctor is not of koch nefesh, we can give him formula. Do you have a heter still to express milk? Because you know what? You feel more comfortable, you'd rather have the mother, the child only drinking mother's milk. And there is a milo, or is there a heter, mitzad, this Indian of the milo only having the mother's milk. So, first, if in the hospital, for example, when the mother gave birth, the first couple of days, she told the person at 3 in the morning, don't wake me up, give them a formula, that means the kid already took. And now it's a couple of weeks later, and the doctor, and now you want to express milk, give it to the child. The kid already took the formula, but there's no after. Even if they're expressing the cup. That's bullshit. If you, the first couple of days, you decide not to wake me up, now even if they tell them to wake you up, they tell me that loud after they do. That's something else. But let's say in the case, then Maisie, you tell them, give them formula, you have no head over here. You can Mechal Shabbos. The question comes up that some women are very makshiv, the idea of only having mother's milk, and therefore they tell them they have to wake them up all the time, they get woken up, and they only nurse the child. The question is now in Shabbos, do they have a right to put inside a bottle? So it's brought down the Shlomo Zalman, the Shmir Shabbos, the first prince, and the second, third didn't change, and the Vliashim and Dine Fisher, they came along and says, you do not have to try to give a child formula. Don't have to. Maisa, don't make it a sign. It's used to have a mother's milk. You have a right to be, or even Issa de Raisa, because the child needs mother's milk. No problem over here.
Why?
Don't have to give them formula. Shmir Shabbos went this way, Chodesh Shani went this way. They went this way. Now the Kasha, the other Swam, come along and say, why? Why? The Maisa, you don't do Issa de Raisa. Said Nishmir Shabbos, he quotes it from Shlomo Zalman, says, there was Simcha Bottom on the footnote, he says, I used to run all the Raifim. No one says, Enichshash Koch Nefesh. Why in the world are they coming to Mati Sirim Deraiso when you go give formula today? What's the whole head over here? Therefore, they've been down to Shimon says this, or Latin says this. So, the Maisa is, the Kashas there, they don't really defend themselves what the head is Mechal Shabbos, when as far as we know, not one person says that there's any problem giving formula, any Chash, Ruachuk, and all of a Koch Nevish. Therefore, the Pasha should be that you have no head to express milk inside a cup to save it. You're even Issa Deraiso. Now the Orcha Shabbos, Rav Reuven, they give shir about every year or two. He always brings down two sides. It says you have to ask Shailas Chacham. That's the Maisel right to say. For also, you bring down two sides, Shailas Chacham. Maisel, I'm not clear what the first side is. Why should we mutter? Sefkel Seif, based on Matthias, as anyone knows, no one says otherwise. There should be no head over here. Be even Issa Raisa, Mitzal, giving the tinnik, the mother's milk, because that's what you feel that you want to go do. When none of the doctors say otherwise, they have to go do that. The second aspect of it is, let's say Anisha is expressing milk because she's bitsar. A lot of times women are bitsar and they have too much milk, what to go do? So again, that we learn in Simon Shinaman, Sif Ches over there. Over there, Mechava says very simple, Isha bitsar, if it's chaylich li'ibod, it's mutter. Why chaylich li'ibod? This is mitzah dosh. Dosh doesn't mean you're threshing it because you want the liquid that's there. If you not want the liquid, chaylich li'ibod, not even Isha of dosh. Ma'isa b'kesh it's mutter. Therefore, it says the Mishabura that the halacha is you want to go do it. Very simple. Go express it onto the floor, onto the ground, and it's mutter, no problem. Now, to tell the Isha to go express it upon the ground, not to will appreciate that upon the house. So, what to go do practically? So, what they do today is they have a pump, they have a container, they say put something inside that makes it not really to drink. To make a pygam, they say put inside either soap, or salt, or vinegar, or other things that make a pogum that's not muksa you're putting inside, and therefore it will be a case that's pogum in, it's a halachic ibud. The way how Kachani says, or Chashab says, I'll just make sure the container you're holding is dirty over here. If it's dirty, it's not ready to drink. Also, it's a nichol and sugyo halachic ibud. Now, if you cannot do that, there are other swaras out there to make, to do less than a shear, and then you pour it out constantly less than gregorius, you want time, maybe it's mutter. Or the Avnezer says, even if you fill up the cup and right away halach ibud nichol get a blockosh and tzir lagufoy, therefore makom tzal gazu. But the pashas is the chori need to. The pashas is the chori should what the correct halog is. Now the pashas, but the correct halog is the swam will say the chachilah should put something inside that's poigim that's going halach ibud miad. Now you could ask a question.
Sink.
Well, sink. Yeah, another option is sink. If you go straight to the sink, you want to express milk in the sink, no problem, 100%. No, they mean not that. They say floor or sink. That's the swam saying. You can't do that, the container. Now the reason why the sink is a little bit better, you have to realize we're saying you're putting inside the container things that are mukso, not mukso. The milk itself is coming out, and Mashke Zobo Shabbos itself is mukso. So that's why it's better to be inside the sink. So what do you do with this container now that the Isha is holding that has milk inside? What happens inside the mukso sugi over there? So Simcha Bonnet says, Eichanami, in a container you have to put inside also something that's Dover Heter. Lo Shimana Dover Zeh. He points out this question. I never heard anyone put in Dover Heter, Dover Isser, and the Heter is more Choshen than the Isser. The way the Elam seems to do,
why are you not allowed to move
it then? It's Muxa. It's Bosses Dover Isser, and what do
you want
to
do?
We're passing like a balamar that is a boss is only near his motor till to his usher. But you want to pour right where you are, fine. But how can metalsel it? How can metalsel? Oh, so the chor either spoils the semach lemogad avram wants it in Hindu any, or even get involved in the sugya of bosses. Maybe the iser is a cholov. The machine might be the kli that's heter over here, or the kli shemakle iser that might be more chosh than the milk over here, or mitzam maybe the sugya of a. The person is in Sakon or Chaylo, and we know the Sugyo of Shinchov Ches, you'll have Mutat Mukti Mutat the Sugyo of Mokhim Tsar. So, our far as what? No, if you want Echlam, if you pump every 5 hours, or whatever you do. Or Echlam, you don't have to, you should leave it there. The machine is coming to Isha and Agavi and Milk inside the container. So really, there's two things over here. There's a machine over here and there's a container over here, right? You take out the container. So now you have two things. The machine is a heter, or Klishmak is the most Mutasar Gubu Makarma. You have the milk over here. There are two things over here. So the bustle is
the heter. No,
because there's all one container. Here, you unscrew it. Two separate entities over here. It's not Dosh the rice for sure. We'll get to that later. We do have on that's Mokum Salah Gozer. Mokum Salah, that's the Shin Lama, we said all this in Chef, Mokum Salah Gozer. When he says, like Mapis Morso, that we have the two Drabans over here, look at the case of a Shinoi, Mlokosh and Tinglufa, and maybe Shinoi. That case is Shinoi Biyad. What? It's called, it's Hales Ibad with Mlokosh and Tinglufa, that's two Drabans. Now, when you have a choice what to go use, you go to the Max, there's always two pumps, there's a hand pump and there's a machine pump, electric pump. Which one is bad to go use on Shabbos? During the week, it's easier a machine pump. On Shabbos, the question is, which one's better?
It's already on, I know.
Oh, so we'll get each one. So yeah, about to put on, you can put on.
Right.
That's what you can do. The question is that people put on timers. So you put on the timer, it's better to use a timer and then you latch it on one time, put it on one time. Or a hand pump, every time you squeeze, you're even a sir. So come with Shemir Shabbos, or Shabbos, say, about the machine that's on the timer, you put on one time, instead of doing it every single time. Pasha, you should do it once, over every single time. That's Aleph.
What's the one Isser doing?
You're just doing a luka, you're attaching it one time. Agam, I saw the Sefer Torah, Chaim Gidam, Azriel Obach says, when you attach, you're creating more chashmal, you want to say, if we shouldn't only use a hand pump. I'm not sure that's the Metzias. I don't think we think that is the Metzias. Now, that's number one mitzad. It's better to maybe use a machine pump over a hand pump. Number two, says the simple bottom of interesting idea over here. Let's say you actually even want to use the milk. He just talks about using the milk. He says what you should do is use a machine pump, put it on the timer, and then attach it before the timer goes on. Then, when it goes on, it's only a gromo. A gromo of makom hefzer is mutter. It can even save the milk. Even the milk is mutter. I don't know if he was there. I said, but gromo hefzer, being on Rav Scheimer, Rav Chaskel Roth, they want time, and I say in that case it's mutter. The best thing then is to do is when people do that timers every 4 hours, 5 hours, they put on the timer, they should attach it. Now sometimes hard, you usually hold it. You should just take a string and tie it on, attach it. Holding it there, the shayla nichlas sugi misayeh, not chura anyway, even if it is misayeh, say lav by mamish, aim by mamish, and therefore mitzvah makam chaylovat, it's mutter, not a problem here. Chura, that'll be the best thing to go do, is again to attach beforehand. Like could not tell me once you've had to mokum tsar, once you're abandon, maybe you won't have the sugya of a kal kilo, yishlotum. But echshiel, maizkor, the best thing is put on a timer, attach yourself before him, then have it going. Before even the milk, then you can even hear a swawai, even the milk could be mutter safe. You'll have much better sugya mitzad in them, also muk, so if you don't put anything detergent inside. But that's the gate in Isha, the gate of Behema, which you actually also learn Simon Shinlam and Beis, is that expressing milk from the kibbutzim, what to go do. So we have a sugya of tsar balachayim. So Aide Amir Lanachri Avad Tzabal Chaim is more to be mentioned last week the sugya, and therefore I express milk. The Shavua says then it will be better to be a case going straight inside food, because then it's a mashkabal oichel, otherwise Tami Vetter Tzabal Chaim. Let's say there are no goyim around, love kibbutzim are not too happy having Arabs around. Therefore, what is the halacha? It's come along the chaznish, and the minig olim to follow him. It says in that case you can squeeze it, be a daim holich le'ibot, he's mitzarfed on a bansheet, there's no sederais at all, because maybe he ain't dishel b'lo karko. The bad Arishim go this way. Why do you have a sugya via tzab alachayim? It's halach leibud. The tzab alachayim or halach leibud with your amban. He says the halacha is mice and the kibbutzim do that by solis. They squeeze it, goes halach leibud straight into the ground. If you get it, better get a goy, yeah, because they'll be semach on the shitas. They have to have people run the kibbutz. Now, just to assign things intertwined with Indian over here about the Yeti nursing, is that I was asked Mamash this week that Isha has a petza when she nurses and dam comes out, and therefore the kid nurses also dam. And I've heard numerous people, numerous farmers discuss the question over there, do you have a heter of dam, for is by that's ulcer. So, first, very simple, Nalach and Ksubit of Samach discussing the idea of milk of a person and dam of a person. The Gemara says there are two opposites. The milk of a person to drink safe from the person on the from adult drink straight from a person even Isteraiso. I'm sorry, Isterabolan. Mashaki went to the cup, it's motor. Isha's milk, that means let's say your wife they express inside a cup or has inside you want to taste of the kid to see if it's hot or cold, whatever if it's good for the kid, it's motor to drink. Dam is the other way around. Dam the Gemara says fakert, the dam when it's porush, Isterabolan, when dam is inside the person's body, it's motor. Now, what is the Ister way dam by a person that's porush also the Gemara says fakert, only with the abolan, not the raiso? Rashi says the reason is because you might think when it's parish, this blood over here might be an animal's blood, might be a person's blood. You're not sure what the blood is. It's a sugya that it might switch from an animal to a person. Places of the sugya mitzad is not nikkur over here. A sugya like a maris ayin. And the nafkmin will be unless you have blood coming out of your finger, can you stop it or not? According to Rashi, that case we also go places of the maris be motor. The question over here is by a child when you're attaching the person on to go nurse. Is the Igmin Issa over here? That means again, if it's coming out dam over here in Maisa, it's machlokes. It's inside your mouth, everyone says mutter. By an apple, you bite, you see an apple, you see blood in it, because your teeth, whatever, then Maisa kin, you can take the next bite. That Maisa is ulcer. That looks like an ulcer. Brushing your teeth, you see dam in your toothbrush. They point out the reason why it's mutter, because no one's swallowing it. You're brushing, you're putting it back, and spitting it out. That's not a problem over here. They get to a kid that wants to nurse, so first of all, they point out, they get to a child quintessence Maisa, it's mutter, clearly coming from the Isha. That's where everybody can go. Second is that maybe on the child there's no chashad, no one can learn from a child because he had dam, he can go learn to have dam. Based on the child there's no ister over here, that's what the Nashik Klein wants taino. Why do they want taino? And therefore, we do not, all this form is saying very clearly it's mortar if there's dam coming out from the petza on which is nursing. However, they do discuss, let's say she has expressed milk into a bottle, and then you see that the milk has a red color to it, and people see that it's dam over there, that's not that simple. You not drink the milk over here. You need a mouth that's mixed inside this bottle, you don't see any red inside. But you have a lot of dam coming out, the swarm is not clear if you're allowed to drink it. The milk over there, because my sir, it's a sugar myosin over here. Now, when a person, let's say, wakes up in the night to nurse a child, Kashimata, they do that. So the question is, do you have to wash your hands? So, stam the kin attaches by himself, no problem. Problem is, sometimes they're too young, you have to take your finger and open up the mouth. The loch is your hands every wakura, you should not put inside any orifices. That we learned in Gmandakov test a year ago. That you cannot put it inside your eyes, your nose, your mouth, you can put it inside the kid's mouth also. You should have to wash your hands, get out of bed, go wash your hands, or scream at you to go bring her a basin to go wash your hands, can you walk to Al Namas, or compare a couple of basins by the side of the bed. Oh no, there's what to be semik on lochal. Some of the swarms say, Ruelich has kula to be makmur. To say over how Berkowitz says it over, he says only time is going to lechatchila vada leshashkach to be machmir. He says it's only when you wake up after alois. Before alois, he wants to be samech on the sheet. There's no ruach ra until it switches to the next day. And then he says either if you wake up before alois, he says no problem. You wake up after alois, you ready to wash your hands one time. The second time you wake up, also he wants to say no problem. The only time a person should really wash his hands, you wake up the first time after alois, then you should really wash your hands. And even that, b'shasad chak, he has a svara why ula yesh lahakol. Otherwise, the Vadish wash hands, like the Gemara says, it's Sugya of Ruach Rav here. Fine, Bezhem, next time we'll go through Sif Aleph and onwards.
Is what?